Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome to today's Feel to Heal show with myself, Sharon Nichols. And I just want to start with, you don't lose self-trust all at once. You lose it in small moments when you stop listening to yourself. This is the space where you get to now come back to yourself with honesty, with compassion, and with the understanding that healing does not happen if you avoid your feelings or avoiding what you feel. It happens by learning to be with it. So I'm Sharon Nichols. This is the Feel to Heal show on the Incredible Inspired Choices Network. And I am just so happy to be here. And if I tell you that I woke up with such anxiety today, because when nothing feels certain, when you don't have clear answers, or when your path feels like it's foggy, that's when the self-doubt gets louder. And when you start to overthink and you second guess and you look at yourself for answers, which is what I did this morning, knowing that today's podcast was all going to be about trust, self-trust, myself, and getting back into me, needing to get back into waking up each day, or each Monday that I record the shows, I'm in this energy, and I'm in the energy for the whole week as soon as I set the podcast. The beautiful thing is I did not fight it. I went with it. So I didn't rush just so I could feel some sense of control, because that's what I used to do. And I'm so grateful that I've broken the pattern and the cycle. That means Saturn. Although that's also a planet. Anyway, digressing. So if all of that makes sense, because uncertainty doesn't just live in your mind. As you know, I've been saying, it lives in your body. So your brain is wired, as I've been saying, to seek certainty, to predict, to be able to be in control, to create control, to understand. So when you're feeling unclear, your system interprets that as a lack of safety. And that's when overthinking begins. The looping, the analyzing. But all of that mental activity, it doesn't create any clarity. It just creates noise. And that noise, that chatter, your mind is not your friend. And when there's so much noise, you can't even hear yourself, much less even hear others. So I did my usual, I pulled a card, I called my mother because I'm so fortunate and grateful that I still can. I called my best friend, not because I needed help to get out of my feelings or this space that I found myself in. It's just to just be with it. Like I am so grateful I did not revert back to old patterns and old ways. Like the last thing, I never even went to the refrigerator, which is so huge. And so if I can do this, so can you. Anyone can. So if you're feeling confused right now, bringing this back to the noise, and if there's too much noise, if you're feeling confused right now, it doesn't mean that something is wrong. It means you're in a moment that isn't fully known yet. Remember we talked about moments last show? So If this is where self-trust starts to slip for you, it's not in one big moment, but it's in the small ones. Little, little, little. So you may feel something and you talk yourself out of it. You know something and you override it. You hesitate, and instead of staying with that pause, you push past it. Or you just disconnect completely, which keeps you in that loop. And I have seen this so much. I have done it so much. I've seen it with my work, with my own self. And it's in this moment where you know that something isn't aligned anymore, but you still stay. You don't do what you know you can do to move yourself out, even if it's just for a moment, because it just takes one single little moment to move you off of your spot. But we are so good at anchoring ourselves and being stuck and staying stuck and keeping up that old story. And why? It doesn't serve you. That's why we stay in the relationship, in the job, in the pattern. Not because we don't know, but because we don't trust ourselves. Because in trusting ourselves, it would require us to change. And there's that pesky little word, change. Choosing to do something different. That's what change is. And we are so, we're just such creatures of habit. Nobody ever wants to do anything different. And that's why I say in to all of my couples, well, what are you willing to do different? And I usually get the response, well, if they do, then I will. And I'm like, change needs to come from you. Because we're all about the actions and the reactions. Our thoughts and feelings aren't going to change. So what I worked with this morning with myself was doing something different. I still felt the same. I chose to do something different. And the thing that I chose to do different was just to be with my feelings. I actually cried for a little bit, and as I'm watching myself do this, I then start laughing. So if change is the part that feels really hard, you're not alone. You're not. There's stability in change, knowing that it's always happening. And so since you know it's always happening, just stop it. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting your mind. Remember, your mind is not your friend. So you are not alone in not wanting to change. Breath, breathing. When I do, I take a breath before I even say hello to all of you on the podcast. So how do you come back to yourself? How do you trust when nothing feels clear? When you don't have any answers, or you think you don't have any answers? How do you rebuild self-trust in real time? Self-trust isn't something you either have or you don't have. It's something you build. It's a relationship with yourself. And I get it's really hard. Because if you don't trust yourself, because you've let yourself down so many times, because you've set a goal and you haven't done it, or you've just, you know, you just give your, you let yourself off the hook all the time, or you'll say, no, I'll get to it later, or you use other people needing you, and yes, I'm putting that in air quotes for those who are listening, as an excuse to sabotage yourself, to not be there for yourself, to not listen to yourself. You're not alone. And all it takes is one simple choice, change, choosing yourself. And it doesn't have to be, I'm going to choose myself. I'm setting a boundary. That's not what I'm saying. It's you just choosing yourself. You're choosing yourself from your heart, not from your mind. Setting the boundaries come from your mind. But this is now being in your body. Being in your body, listening to your body. You let your mind take over. And you know, though, when you get into bed at the end of the day and you review your entire day and you notice that you spent more time listening to yourself, in taking care of yourself, in doing what physically felt right to you in your gut, you feel so much better. Like that was that's a really good day. And then of course, if you also move your body physically and then you fall into bed, all of us generators exhausted, that's also a really good day because you used up all of your energy and that's what you're supposed to do. So it's about building the relationship with yourself and self-trust. And like any relationship, it requires consistency. So it's about the baby step. It's about doing a little bit at a time. Through really, truly listening to yourself, to your body, to your heart. You know what? Maybe I should start saying it's about listening to your heart, which is in your body, and as opposed to listening to your mind, because your mind is not your friend. Your mind is going to keep keeping you safe, keep telling you, and again, that's also in air quotes, that you need to do the same thing over and over again in order to be safe. So it's about listening to your heart and following through. And so if you are truly enjoying this show, please give us a five-star review on iTunes. And I'll be very grateful. And this will assist in getting information out there to those who truly need it. And I am Sharon Nichols, host of the Feel to Heal show on the Incredible Inspired Choices Network. And before we go to break, I'm just going to say this one thing. You don't need to have clarity to build on your self-trust. You just need to have a connection to yourself. You just need to be connected to your heart. Take your mind out of it. Take your head out of it. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about self-trust. More about it. Look forward to seeing you back in about a minute and a half or so. Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal show with me, Sharon Nichols, on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what-ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back and thank you. And I need to share with you, my producer put into our chat that she loves how I am being the demonstration. And I am being the true demonstration of being in self-trust. My anxiety just from talking about this for the past 15 minutes has absolutely calmed itself. It's incredible. I love being and doing in real time, building my own self-trust, because it's been moment to moment. I know it's there. It's for everybody. Like, I know. I hear me. I want everyone to feel how I feel. I know we start off with anxiety. We start off with worry and even sadness or anger and frustration and how we can just turn it around for ourselves. I mean, I'm making a huge assumption, but we're all looking to just be happy. And we all have an idea of how it's supposed to be. We've all been conditioned to believe it's supposed to look a certain way. Except if we just take pause, and as my husband loves to tease me, and receive a breath, and yes, and receive a breath, it's like any relationship. I said it before, I'm repeating it. Self-trust is like any relationship, and it's built through consistency, through listening and following through, not perfectly, but consistently. And you don't need clarity to build on it. You just need a connection. So here's the first step. The first step is to pause. When you feel the urge to rush, to decide, to fix, pause. Take a breath. Receive a breath. Stay just a little bit longer than you normally would. And come back to your body. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What do I think? What do I feel? Yes, what do I think? Because you have your thoughts, you have your feelings. Now where you get to go is how are you going to react to them? So now this is something you can, something little that you can take with you. Before you make your next decision, pause. Am I trying to escape a feeling? Or am I responding to what feels true? That one question can bring you back to yourself. Am I trying to escape? How many of us have tried to escape? How many of us have tried to stuff down? So bring yourself back to yourself and listen to your, what you're actually feeling. Listen to your body. The second piece is learning the difference between fear and alignment. Fear feels urgent. It pushes. It wants relief right now. I don't like how I'm feeling. It's scary. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel any fear. I don't want to feel this anxiety. Alignment is much quieter. It's more steady, even if it is uncomfortable. And I also want to say this. Trusting yourself doesn't mean you'll feel confident all the time, because you won't. I certainly don't. I don't feel confident even every time the camera turns on. And I've done this multiple times. And I know I can do it. And yet that self-doubt does it creeps in. So like I said, you might trust yourself one moment and then doubt yourself the next. And I used to after I recorded the podcast, my podcast, Feel to Heal, I would go through everything and I review the whole thing and everything I said, and I would just pick out the things that I didn't like, the things where I stumbled, where I stuttered, where I repeated myself, where I didn't think I was making sense. And why? And why? It just kept me in the loop. So trusting myself one moment and then doubting myself the next doesn't mean that I've lost it. It just means that I'm practicing. And that self-trust is something that I can return to again and again and again, because it's moment to moment, choice to choice. We always have a choice. And really what I've been working on is choosing love, coming from a place of love. And That's what the whole Feel to Heal podcast has been about for me. The first iteration, and now going into the second iteration of the Feel to Heal podcast. It's about moving through all of your feelings so you can ultimately heal yourself, so you can ultimately be in the feeling of love more times than not. Those are the consistent moments. We all just want to love and be loved. That's what we get to do and get to be as humans. That's the best thing about being a human being, is that we actually have feelings. We can feel, except we spend so much time on our negative feelings that we forget that we can keep choosing the positive ones. Apologize. I went off on my little Sharon rant, which that's just me. I do it all the time. It's how I talk with clients. It's how I talk on the phone and with friends. And so if you've liked what you've been hearing today, and I would love to speak with you. So please reach out to me. You can email me at SharonNichols@fieldtoheal.com or check out my website for further information, which is fieldtoheal.com. There's a theme. Or you can DM me on Instagram, Sharon Nichols, Field to Heal, or Sharon with Field to Heal. Let's connect. And let's see if working together would be a contribution to you and your life. Because I want to help, support, guide, integrate healing so we can all feel all the positivity that we all want, that we're all seeking, that we're all looking for. So now there's a third piece to this. If the first piece was to take a pause, and the second piece is to learning the difference between fear and alignment, the third piece is letting go of the need to see the full picture. It's about going with the flow. It's about allowing. And since so many of us are here to we're here to wait to respond, we're here to wait for the invitation. Just wait. That's why I keep saying pause or receive a breath, because it gives us a moment to recenter so we then can listen, hear, see, feel what's next to respond to. So you don't need the full picture. You don't need the whole path. You just need the next step. And I want to slow this down for a moment and invite you into something. Let's take a moment. Yes, receive a breath or just pause and ask yourself, where in my life am I not trusting myself right now? Is it a decision I've been avoiding? A feeling I've been pushing down? A knowing that I keep second guessing? And then gently ask yourself, what would it look like to trust myself here? Just a little bit more. Not perfectly, not all at once, just a little bit more. Let whatever comes up come up. You don't need to fix it right now. Just be in the noticing. And let your mind file it away and let your mind know that you'll be back again to it. So if you've been hanging out with me for the past few episodes, the past three, we've been moving through something together. Time, remembering you're not behind, the in-between, and learning how to stay in uncertainty, and now self-trust. And if there's one thing that I hope that you'll take from all of this, you don't need clarity to trust yourself. You don't need to rush to move forward. You just need to stay connected to yourself long enough to take the next step and trust that you'll meet yourself there when you do. So wherever you are, you're not lost and you're not late. It is never too late, ever. You are becoming, and that's enough. So thank you for being here, for slowing down, and for listening to yourself, listening inward, listening to your heart, and letting your heart lead instead of your mind. This is the Field to Heal Show. I'm Sharon Nichols, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.